With the girls' Super Regionals coming up on Friday, there is so much to prepare for the SWAT Valkyries. Head coach Tiffany South will have to prepare as a Southwest District Coach of the Year alongside Lewis Central's August Manns. If there's any coach in the Southwest Iowa region that deserves this award, it is Tiffany South.
There was two girls coaches that were voted in. It was myself and August Manns. And then it goes into a pool of 10 that are then voted on throughout the state. And the actual winner overall was Gene Adams from Decorah. And he's amazing. But just for me to be nominated in this area and having our team recognized at that level is a huge, huge honor.
The girls wrestling team continues to crunch some practices due to not being able to practice consistently throughout January. These girls are ready, and some rest on Thursday night will only help the girls in being successful on Friday morning.
We are actually going to be going up. We have an amazing booster club that is putting us up overnight on Thursday night so that the girls can be up there, get a good night's sleep, and then head on over to weigh-ins. We do have practice before we head out. We've just been crunching. It is crunch time. We've been, you know, usually the week of regionals, we try and just kind of wind down, but because we haven't been able to practice or have any competes, we're ramping up. It's been a complete turn of events, but I think we're ready. We've been looking really good in the practice room this week, and the intensity has turned up, and I'm just really proud of how the girls are stepping up and getting ready for these regional championships.
SWAT continues to rely on their physical and mental strength as they prepared all week for the Super Regionals. The girls sit at 13-5 on the season and continue to compete against some of the top teams in the state.
You know, I think it's hard coming off Christmas break and then going straight into weather break. It's easy to fall into that, I don't really want to work out mode, you know, and I really like food. They've really had to turn up their mental strength in order to push past all of that and come to the practice room and just work their little hearts out. And it has shown. Like, we've had to have some talks where we're like, it's time. Like, you know, we're not going to mess around. We have got to get ready. And I know all of them want to be in Coralville next week. And I think that I would really, really have a good feeling that we can get most of those girls through, if not all of them.
The team is led by Grace Britton, who has been one of the top superstars in the mats this season. The senior currently sits at 37-1 in weight class 170. Alongside her has been Ellen Gerlach, who's 25-8, and Haley Armstrong, who's 30-8, who have been a great duo this season and were former state qualifiers last season.
Grace Britton, ranked number 2, solid wrestler. I mean, I really expect her to do really well this year. And I know that this is her senior year. Her heart is 100% in it, and her mind is as well. And then we have Ellen and Haley. And both of those made it to state last year as qualifiers, and they have just consistently been putting forth the effort and, you know, hanging in there with all of those top girls in the state. And again, I feel really confident about our team going into regionals, and it just makes me super proud and happy to be their coach.
This team has been doing everything to go out and compete on the mats every night. Coach Sal says that this is the week of late nights and excitement for her and her girls.
The girls all year round, like, we raise money, we do what we need to do in order for us to be able to compete, you know, and this is our moment. I mean, this is the moment that we get to show why we're here and what we're doing this for and what we've accomplished and how hard we've worked in order to get to this level. And I get really excited. I can't sleep. I get all kinds of craziness, but I am so excited. I really think that my girls are going to go out and perform really well this weekend. And I really, really hope that we push my whole team through the state. That would be just amazing.
SWAT will travel to Sioux City for the Girls Super Regionals. That starts at 10 a.m. on Friday. I'm Zach Collins reporting.